Hello, and you're very welcome back to Ross Sport here on Ross FM 94.6 with myself, Aidan Rafferty. And the show is, as always, kindly sponsored by Heinz Pharmacy here in Roscommon Town. Well, you might be familiar with an organisation called the Gaelic for Mothers and Others. And there's a very special event coming up, a Blitz coming up this weekend that's been held by Castlereagh St. Kevin's. And to tell us a bit more, we have Claire Burke. Hello, Claire, how are you?
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Not too
Thanks for having
bad.
me on.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Yeah, so it's a great event coming up this weekend, hosted by your own club there, Castlereagh St. Kevin's. And it's in the form of a Blitz and a family day. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, so we have three newly established Gaelic for Mothers and Others clubs in Castlereagh, Ballardrina and Ballyhonus, and the aim behind the clubs is really to get the whole community together and, you know, bring out women that don't know each other and have a bit of fun while exercising, getting healthy and just integrating and meeting new people in the community. So to round it all up, we have a family fun day on Saturday the 2nd of November at Castlereagh St. Kevin's Club. The time is from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So we invite all families down. There'll be free face painting. We've got some outdoor games for the kids. There'll be a shop. There'll be a barbecue. And just the more people that can come, families come down. It might be a cold day, so wrap up well. But we're open to anybody who wants to come down, see what's going on. Maybe if they want to get involved more in their local community, it's a perfect way to do so.
That's it, and not only that, but I suppose for any for kids and adults alike that go down, it's a great way of it's a great social event and meeting other people, and I suppose it's a great way of making friends for life as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like the benefits of exercise is massive, but obviously the friendships that people make and the fun and the crack that it's had is just as important as well. We also have fancy dress, so the teams are going to dress up hopefully with different themes. So we're inviting people if they want to come down with their kids and, you know, get the Halloween costume out one more time, or any fancy dress at all, but just to come down, meet new people, and hopefully it's a way of people meeting each other from different communities and understanding each other and getting on better.
That's it, and I suppose it's in the society now the way it is, it's all about, you know, health and well-being and health and fitness, and with so many other things like Operation Transformation and people encouraged to go out for walks and all this. This is another way, like, you know, there might be women that have always liked been interested in playing, or have, you know, have watched it on TV and maybe have wanted to give it a try, and I suppose it's something that they can learn a lot from, and it's a great way of getting fit. And I suppose it's an event that's on every year, is it?
Well, it's just something we've tried this year just with the three clubs to get, because they didn't have clubs set up in their town, just an initiative to try and get the clubs set up. And we have a national blitz that's held annually in Dublin, but this is just something local that we just thought we'd try and see, and hopefully if it works well, obviously, then we might look at doing it again next year.
That's it. And I suppose from your point of view, what's your role in organising it?
So I work for Connacht Ladies Gaelic Football Association, and I'm from Ballinhedrin. So I've just been working with the coordinator, Jenny Higgins, who's from French Park, and the national coordinator in Dublin. So we're just basically making sure that, you know, the clubs get together, they try and, you know, look at ways to get people involved, making sure that, like, the whole program is a fun participation. There's no competition involved. So it's more about getting people out and having fun. As you said, like, they could be past players, but they could be people that have never kicked football in their life before. So basically just kind of like the organisation side of it, making sure the family fund is organised, everybody's there, they'll be safe, and they'll have a great day.
That's it, and that's what it's all about. And I'm sure, you know, you have pride in, you know, when something like this is organised, and you see how well it goes, and the amount of people that participates in it. And as you said there as well, who knows if this weekend goes well, it might be an ongoing thing or something. You know, I suppose people might get together on a weekly or monthly basis or something and have their own games or something. And as you said there, there's the National Blitz. And I suppose going on to that as well, do you want to explain a bit about the National Blitz and when it's held and things like that as well?
So the National Blitz is held annually in October in Dublin, in Navemurnock. So there was, I think, 180 applicants this year for 112 places. So it's actually oversubscribed because it's got so popular. So it's just a day out, really, for mothers and others to go up and play lots of games against other clubs from around the country, have a bit of fun, have a bit of crack, There's fancy dress, there's food, and it's just basically a good way to get women who maybe otherwise mightn't be very active out and socialising and building a network of friends.
That's it, and I suppose really from that, you know, if they go along this weekend and they meet and make a lot of friends and they enjoy it, then you know they can take it from there. They can continue on it whatever way for a certain length of time, and maybe they can get involved if they feel like they're enjoying it. They can get involved at a more serious or a competitive level then, if needs be.
Oh yeah, well I mean if they felt that then they had missed out on playing club football, then there's always the opportunity to go back to the clubs and become players or coaches or volunteers, you know, and work with the younger girls as well to motivate, and I suppose they're role models really for their own kids. If their kids see them playing, hopefully then they'll take it up as well.
That's it, and I suppose from a parent's point of view, or from a mother and father's point of view, but I suppose this is more geared around mothers. From a mother's point of view, when they see that they have kids and all that, and of course nowadays there's a lot of other distractions for kids like PlayStations and Xboxes,
yeah,
and things like that. You know, obviously from a mother's point of view, they'd like to see their kids get more active, and I suppose getting outdoors, maybe doing Gaelic football or camogie or whatever, and maybe as you said, if the kids see their mothers taking part in it, they'll get involved in their local clubs at an early age, and who knows where it could take them. And the kids would not only the kids be getting fit and healthy, they'd be also mixing with other kids, and they'd be making friends that way as well.
Oh, I mean, the benefits outweigh sitting at home playing on PlayStations. So we just want to make sure we get as many families, we reach as many families as we can for this Saturday, the 2nd of November, to get them all there, get them coming with great attitude, look and see what's going on. There will be lots of people from all the clubs there to give them more information if they do want to join the clubs, or if there's anybody, you know, in other clubs where there isn't a Gaelic for Mothers and they want to come and see what's happening so they can bring it back to their own clubs. That's kind of what we're on showcasing, I suppose, on Saturday.
And I suppose maybe, as you said, maybe there might be other avenues from that. If they, you know, if they from doing it, they'd like to play, they'd like to do the Mothers for Gaelic for Mothers and others, and they might like to do the coaching role. I suppose they could have a word with the likes of yourself or people that would be there on the day.
I'll be there on Saturday for the day anyway. So, I mean, there's lots of other avenues that there is. There's volunteers, so working with the committees, setting up clubs, making sure the clubs are running well, the coaching. So we provide coaching from, obviously, foundation level all the way through to level two. And then we have lots of... So this year I had over 40 new female referees do courses in Connacht, which is bliss. So I have some of the female referees out on Saturday to show like there's other avenues, as we say, they can go down.
That's it. And I suppose from your point of view, how long have you been involved in the Connacht Council end of things, and how did you get involved in it?
So I've only started in the job since January. I was the London development officer for the last 3 years. So I moved back to Ireland in January and took on this role. So I'm kind of new to meeting new people, and it's something I've done in London, but obviously bigger scale now doing it in Connacht. But I'm really enjoying the job. The people in Connacht are fabulous once they come on board, and everybody's trying to develop and improve things, which is great.
That's it. And I suppose if people want more information, you'll be there on the day, and you'll be able to give them advice. And do they have to, if there's mothers out there that are interested, do they have to register, or do they just turn up on the day and register on the day, or have you got any contact and information or a website or social media links that you'd like to give out now, so that they
can... We have a Facebook page, and we have Instagram, and we have Twitter. I mainly work off the Facebook page just because the other two are a bit foreign to me at the minute. But there is a Connacht Ladies Gaelic Football, and it's all been advertised there. If they want to contact Castlereagh, Balladreen or Ballyhonus, they also have Facebook pages. If it's a thing they want to set it up in their own club, they can come along and speak to me. If they go onto the Connacht Ladies Gaelic Football website, they can get my email and my phone number, so they can contact me direct if it is something that they'd like to do in their own club. But yeah, that's probably the best information I can give you, or they can come and speak to me on the day, no problem.
That's great. And like out of something like this over that happens that's happening this weekend, who knows where it could take Mothers for Others, and like I'm sure it will increase in stature and become more popular and things like that. And you know, it's something that you can look back and pride on, because you'll be looking around to other clubs. And I suppose it's in Castlereagh St. Kevin's this weekend, and I suppose it's something that's going on all around Connacht, is it?
We had the Connacht Blitz this year in June in the Connacht Junior Centre of Excellence. So we had 39 teams from Connacht. So there is a lot of Gaelic from Mothers and Others clubs out there, but we just want to make sure that they're getting enough support and developing. And if there is areas that feel that they would like to set up, we're always there to help them as well.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks very much, Claire, for taking the time out to talk to us. And we'd like to wish you and all the Gaelic for Mothers and Others, and everyone that's involved in organising. And we hope, I'm sure it'll be a great event. And we might have an interview with you next week to touch base and see how it went. And we can, you know, you can let us know how it went and that. And maybe, you know, it might encourage other people to take part in it as well whenever.
Yeah, brilliant. So just remind everybody, it's Saturday this day.
Hello?
The club.
It's this Saturday in St. Kevin's.
Saturday the 2nd of November, Castlereagh St. Kevin's, from time from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
There you go, folks. So if you have nothing to do on Saturday and you want to get fit and active, and as Claire there said, if you want to ask questions or if you need advice on all the other avenues, well then you can speak to Claire on the day, and she'll be able to help you out. Listen, thanks very much for that, Claire.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And that was Claire Burke from the Connacht Council.